No surprise, NPR's business news begins with Black Friday. Yes, this is the day when retailers begin to turn a profit for the year, but the deals and doorbuster sales keep getting earlier and earlier each year, and that's actually beginning to cut into profits, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
It's the new Thanksgiving tradition. Just after the pie is served, shoppers rush out to find the best deals. That's true here in Colorado Springs, where shoppers camped out to get deals at the local Target. Janine Reed and Barbara Lasoya were among the hundreds.
We got done about 5 o'clock, and I said I need to change clothes, and they needed to leave. And they did. But it was my husband's family.
Meanwhile, Jim Pugino was in line for 6 hours, hoping to get a crack at buying a 55-inch television for $250. Pugino says he understands that he can get many of the same deals online.
Can wait either 10 days to 2 weeks for that TV to show up, or I can get it tonight. I chose to get it tonight. It's only 6 hours of standing in 25-degree weather, but that's all right. I'm a trooper. You gonna watch that game tonight that's coming on? I am. I'll be watching the second half of that game.
Not only did more stores open on Thanksgiving, many opened early in the morning, often to protest. This holiday season comes at a time when some of the biggest retailers, such as JCPenney and Sears, are hurting. A quarter of annual sales for retailers is done in November and December. But is Black Friday as important as it used to be? Jack Kleinitz is an economist with the National Federation of Retailers. He says, probably not.
This holiday season has been expanding, and it's begun almost in October, and it actually even continues into January. But it will probably change the dynamics as we see stores being open on Thanksgiving Day.
It's actually becoming almost like something that they are obligated to do.
Marshall Cohen is the chief retail analyst with the MPD Group. He says retailers are kind of between a rock and a hard place because expanding the season kind of ends up hurting them.
In many cases, they're doing so much business that provides very little margin that they're really not generating enough business to really be worthwhile anymore. They've only created an even greater level of promotion rather than what used to be high volume based on profit margin.
Cohen says he believes that retailers and consumers are going to come to their senses eventually. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Colorado Springs.